welcome to season 8, episode 3 of Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan, and we all know this. And today, the Songwriter Shack becomes the Christian Country Cafe. Now, I got to tell you about this. The Christian Country Cafe started back in 2014 of January. I had the idea of doing kind of like an MTV Unplugged type thing, but for Christian country artists. Simply, in the old radio station at 410 North Main Street, we had the back room, and we just did up a wall. Well, it was just the back wall. We didn't really do it up. But we put a door and we kind of painted it and hung some instruments on the wall and put some lighting up. Then monitor and chairs or mics and monitors and chairs, and made it just kind of like an informal type of jamming thing, and made it to where artists could come in and we'd do 1 or 2 hours. Started off with 2 hours, actually. And we would, of course, broadcast it live on the radio. And also worked out a deal with the Hampton Inn and Suites here to where we could get the artists a free night stay, because we were bringing in quite a bit of people. We had started having a lot of traffic coming through the radio station. So it brought, you know, people to town. And they were spending money here, eating, getting gas, that kind of stuff, shopping. So I'd worked out a deal on trade with them, 1 room a month. So it helped out. And we were able to put them up at the Hampton Inn. Now, we did this every month. We'd have food for the artist at the event. Usually it was done on a Thursday night. We could do it on any night, but usually it was done on a Thursday night. And then Friday morning, they would stay over and do the morning show. And then we'd have kolaches and donuts. And then they, you know, would be on their way. Well, this was going really well, so much so that we were booked up for 2 years in advance. Everybody was wanting to get on the Christian Country Cafe, which was awesome. So for 2 years in advance, we were booked. So there was no shortage of having artists come in and do the Christian Country Cafe. And eventually, when Facebook Live came along, we started doing it live on Facebook so people could watch as well. And we continued to do the Christian Country Cafe all the way up until COVID. When COVID hit, that's when the Christian Country Cafe took a nosedive. It just stopped. And we never could get it back going again. I guess a lot of the artists maybe quit traveling as well. Some of the artists who were playing out and ministering, they just quit doing it altogether. Some had passed on. So the Christian Country Cafe really ceased to quit being the Christian Country Cafe. But early on, we were doing so well with the Christian Country Cafe that I ended up trademarking the name, so nobody else could use it, securing the websites, the domains, that is, securing the domains, getting a website built so we could keep it going. Now, I'm going to backtrack just a little, because the Christian Country Cafe didn't become the Christian Country Cafe until it went through some changes. Because it first started out as HLE Unplugged. Remember, I said I got this idea to do like MTV Unplugged. So it first started out as HLE Unplugged. And like I said, within months, we were booked for 2 years in advance. And so I would wait, and then I would say, well, I'm going to book this year coming. And then there was no shortage to get booked. But then I realized that there were some artists who were writers and sang, but they didn't play instruments. And I needed to let them have a platform as well. Not just the ones that played instruments, but the ones who wrote but didn't play instruments. So then the HLE Unplugged evolved into An Evening With. So An Evening With could cover those who didn't play music and did tracks, and those that did their own music, like playing a guitar, a piano, or whatever, an instrument, and singing, right? So we started doing An Evening With. So it'd be An Evening With so-and-so, An Evening With so-and-so, An Evening With whatever artist each month. And then, it was then that I'm like, I don't know how it came to me. I don't know how I come up with the cafe thing. But it was like, both of these together, what could we do to make this both, you know, a thing? And I came up with the Christian Country Cafe. And I think, I'm trying to remember right, but I think that was about the time that we were able to start using green screen. And I started thinking about a cafe setting. In other words, kind of like a coffee house setting where you would, you know, be doing the songwriter type style thing. And it would just be people, you know, not an auditorium style type thing, but just an intimate style thing, like a Christian, but be Christian country music. So Christian Country Cafe is what came to mind. And so we changed from HLE Unplugged and The Evening With to finally a Christian Country Cafe. So when it became Christian Country Cafe, by that time, we had already renovated the other side of the building and made it an artist suite. So we didn't need the Hampton anymore because we had our own place for artists to stay. And it was really nice. So we could put our own artist up. So when artists came to do the Christian Country Cafe, we could put them up ourselves. It was pretty cool. It was really nice. And that's what we did. And we even offered the suite when we weren't using it as the cafe or for the cafe. When we weren't using it for the artists for the cafe, we offered it up to any artist who were traveling and needed a night to stay or needed a break off the road. We would put them up at no cost. We just wanted to be a blessing. And we did do that a few times. We did the Christian Country Cafe right on up until COVID. Now, during COVID, of course, everything shut down. And then when things started opening up and people were able to do things again, for some reason, nobody was coming back to the Christian Country Cafe. No artists were traveling, I guess, and nobody was really coming back to HLE Radio. But then that's when God started opening up the music for me. And I started writing again and started doing stuff. So I'm like, well, Songwriter Shack came to me. And that's what came. And that's when I started building the set. Repurposed some of the Moe Fence boards and our old mailbox. So it just found some windows, fake windows, put them in there, made it look like a shack. Come out great. Didn't know we were going to be leaving it. Was going to record the episodes and do them for YouTube. And I had it all set up. We even did the first one. Tried to do the first one, I should say. Didn't go all that well. It was a little rough. And I know why it was rough. Because that wasn't what was supposed to happen. So I held on to the Christian Country Cafe. But we move from 410 to 233 North Main. So we had to get out of the building. Landlord died, of course. And there's no place here at the new place to do Songwriter Shack. which I'm wanting to do, but there's no place to do it. And I'm like, what are we going to do? You know, I'm thinking maybe I could. There's just no place to do it. And I don't have the leadway with this building that I had at the other place. So I can't go tear down the stuff and build it back up in here. They won't let me do it. I don't have that kind of leadway. So the Christian Country Cafe domain is coming due. And I got 3 days left to decide whether I'm going to keep it or not, along with everything else. And I'm like, well, we're not doing anything so with it. And, I had a person who was interested in buying it and was going to maybe hold on to it or figure out what to do with it. But I had to make up my mind in 3 days. And I'm like, you know, there's no reason for me to keep it, honestly. I mean, we haven't done nothing with the Christian Country Cafe in how long? So it definitely has run its course, right? No, it hasn't. So literally 2 buildings down from me, which is about, I don't know, probably 50 feet, maybe 100 feet at the most. I don't even think it's quite 100 feet. Maybe it is. It's not far. On the same side of me, if you walk down out of my building, and just take a right. I'm going to say about 75 foot, maybe. Maybe 100 at the most. If you walk down, there's a place called the Old Haywood Building. Now, it's been gutted out, and there's just pieces left of it. But from those pieces, they put in some tables with some umbrellas and some chairs. And there's some benches. And there's a water fountain. And then there's a stage with electricity. It's a small stage. Small brick stage, right? And then there's lights strung over, like string lights over it. Perfect cafe setting. But before I seen that, I had 3 days left to decide whether I was going to keep that domain for Christian Country Cafe and all that stuff. And I'm debating on whether to do it because I don't really have. Money is tight for the station. I mean, it's just really. I'm having to. It's just tight. But some said, you know what? The last little bit you have on the credit card, go ahead and do it. Keep it for one more year. And I did. So I ended up not selling it. I ended up keeping it. And I renewed it for another year. And don't you know, it was 2 days later after that. And I pass by this thing all the time. I pass by it, never give it a second thought, never get a second thought. But that day, 2 days later, after renewing the Christian Country Cafe and keeping it, it hit me. As I was on my way home, I just happened to glance and it clicked. I'm like, oh, the Christian Country Cafe. And so the next day, when I got to work, after the morning show, I walk down and I look at it and I take some pictures and I check it out and it is perfect for that. So the Songwriter Shack, the idea of doing the Songwriter Shack is perfect because I'm going to do the Songwriter Shack, but I'm going to call it the Christian Country Cafe instead of the Songwriter Shack. The Christian Country Cafe will still be. But we're going to do it like the Songwriter Shack would have been done. So it's perfect. It's all in God's time. It's going to be done a little bit different, but it's going to be great. I'm going to bring in an artist. It'll be me and an artist. And we're going to do different things with songs. And one of the things we're going to do, the audience will give us a topic. And then we'll have to make up a song on the spot of that topic that they give us. The artists will have to do one of my songs. I'll have to do one of their songs. And of course, they'll do theirs. I'll do some of mine. That's how that's going to be. But it's going to be called the Christian Country Cafe. And it's going to be done live right there outside. And we're going to record them. Don't know what we're going to do with the live recordings yet. I haven't decided. But all the other part has been decided. So now I just got to wait and schedule and see when I'm going to start it. I had to call and find out if the city had or it was some other entity, but city manages it and it's free. It's free to use. Said the only thing is you can't, you know, use it privately. Anybody can come. I'm like, that's perfect. We want people to come. We want it to be open to the city. Everybody's welcome. Come one, come all. Everybody's welcome to come. That works out just fine. And she replied back, said, oh, man, that would be wonderful because we'd love to have some good Christian music out here in the city. God's at work. I really believe that. I really believe God's working on our behalf. You stay diligent and faithful and hold the course. And don't be weary in well-doing. He's an on-time God, though. So the Christian Country Cafe will be back. I love it. I got to leave it right there. Hey, if you can, check out The Hunter Logan. That's my website. New single coming soon. You've been seeing the post about it. Share that post for me if you can. Let folks know about podcasts. If you can help support us in any way, we appreciate it. The radio station does need some support. Go to our new product page on the website. I could use your help as well. It's all tax deductible. Every bit of it. But more than that, pray for me. And I'll pray for you. Because God loves us. And I'm so glad that He does. Hey, I'll see you on the next one.